So planning as ever is it's a year-long event to plan for a day-long event. So we are well underway. We have a theme this year, which is the Summer of Love, and we've had some really great ideas for the floats that are going through the town centre this year. So we've got, I think it's about a 25 float procession, which is a really, really big number. So we're really pleased to have some new people on board, like the new primary school at Wellington Place, to come and join us and get involved with the Carnival Family Day. So we're really looking forward to that. Then we've got a full lineup on stage this year. We've got two stages again. So we have the HFM stage, which sort of concentrates more on performances from different dance schools in the town. And then we have the main stage, which is sponsored by Laura Lane and the Laura Lane Studios, which is just on the High Street in Market Harborough. And we've got 8 hours of live music. We've got 10 bands. Some of the bands from last year are coming back, the Publix. The Mercians are headlining again, which were headlining last year, which went down really, really well. We've also got DJ Dupex, who will be our hostess with the mostest on the day. So he is going to be our main guy on the stage, introducing all the acts and everybody that's on there.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like there's going to be loads going on. And
Yeah.
it's the run that's going on again this year, isn't it? The carnival
The
run.
run has had, I believe this is its fourth year, and it's another sellout year. 600 places have been sold, and we sold out by the end of March. And there's been numerous people fall out and sell their tickets due to injury. But yeah, we are fully booked for the 10K run.
Wow, 600 people, that's brilliant. And that obviously takes the route of the floats before they do, kind of
Yeah,
thing.
so the run starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's always great to see more and more people come out to support the runners. It takes most of the parade route, but it does also include part of Leicester Road and the canal, which is great to see it go up to the newer part of Harborough too. And for the runners, it's lovely to be running alongside the canal too. I've also got Nick as well. We've got the children's activities.
Yes.
Which are again, we've gone above and beyond again this year. So every year we've provided free face painting for all the children that enter the carnival or the carnival ground, and we've done that just because we believe in trying to keep the costs down, and we also provide a lot of free entertainment for the children. So we've got Creation Station and Tumble Tops that are going to be having activities in the children's tent. We've got heartbeats that are going to be there as well for the younger children. We've got an aerial hoop performer. We've got stilt warmers. We've got warmers, stilt walkers, a bubble performer. We've got kung fu demonstrations. And then we've got things that do cost a little bit, but we've got mini bikers. We've got the adventure climbing wall and the slide. And then we've also got another climbing wall as well that comes through. So that's just for sort of free children's activities. And then once again, we've got the primary school football tournaments. So we've got a girls' tournament and a boys' tournament, which is the finals. So you've got the C of E versus Kibworth for the girls, and then you've got Meadowdale versus Kibworth for the boys. Back again this year by popular demand, we've got It's a Knockout. We've got something new this year, which is the Harbour Athletics Club Mini Olympics, which is going to be happening throughout the day. And then if you don't like all of the noise and everything that's going on, we also have a silent disco at 6 to 7 o'clock.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so we've got a really good lineup. The only thing that we can't provide is the weather. But we do, yeah, we've got such a fantastic lineup this year, and it's always good to see what the committee managed to come up with each year, and all those people that get involved as well.
It's fabulous. And the fact the carnival sort of goes from strength to strength, I know we say it every year, compared to a lot of towns which sadly have seen their events, fall by the wayside, it's brilliant, and you know, credit to yourselves for organising it all.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a small team of core volunteers, but yeah, if you don't mind me using this opportunity to put a call out for some wider volunteers. You know, we put this event on for the whole town, and we, you know, it takes sort of 100+ volunteers to help us close the roads, to, you know, help us man the gates, even to pick up the litter and empty the bins, and just make sure that the next day Symington's looks like it's never happened. Yeah. And so if anybody does want to volunteer, if they can get involved with us and give us a call or even send us an email, the best place to sort of look is either social media or our website, which is harborcarnival.co.uk. If they want to email us, then they can email volunteer@harborcarnival.co.uk.